Taxis in London are a popular icon. They're called cabs. The driver is called a cabbie or cab driver, and they're usually black. When you see a cab, put out your arm to stop the driver. Tell him or her where you want to go and sit and relax. Remember to give the cabbie a small tip when you pay, though. Cycling around London is healthy, but a bit dangerous. Traditional red double-decker buses give you a good view of the city, but they can be a bit slow in the morning or evening traffic. You pay the driver when you get on, or you can use your day or weekly travel card. There's always an underground or tube station nearby in London, and it's the quickest way to get around. The only problem is, it's always full of people. Buy your ticket at the ticket office and then check there are no problems with your line. They're sometimes closed for works or problems. Finding your way around is easy with the underground map. There are 12 lines and each line has a different colour. The Circle line is yellow, for example, and the District line green. The tube in London's expensive if you don't pay with an Oyster card. For example, children under 16 pay just £1 all day. You have to insert your ticket into the machine or touch the Oyster card on the pad. Make sure you get the right ticket. It can be expensive, if not. The escalators save you walking up and down the stairs. In some stations, there are lifts, but these get very crowded at busy times. Remember to stand on the right, as people walking down on the left are probably in a hurry and will get annoyed if you don't. As you can see, the platform curves, but the trains are straight. This creates a space that people could fall into, so a recorded voice says, "Mind the gap," over and over.
Mind the gap, please.
In case you forget, it's also written on the platform. Be careful of the closing doors. You can get a seat if you're lucky, but be prepared to stand up in the morning and evening rush hours. The tube is very popular among Londoners. Listen for the announcements on the train. They'll tell you the name of the next station and any connections available. Taxis in London are a popular icon. They're called cabs. The driver is called a cabbie or cab driver, and they're usually black. When you see a cab, put out your arm to stop the driver. Tell him or her where you want to go and sit and relax. Remember to give the cabbie a small tip when you pay, though. Cycling around London is healthy, but a bit dangerous. Traditional red double-decker buses give you a good view of the city, but they can be a bit slow in the morning or evening traffic. You pay the driver when you get on, or you can use your day or weekly travel card. There's always an underground or tube station nearby in London, and it's the quickest way to get around. The only problem is, it's always full of people. Buy your ticket at the ticket office and then check there are no problems with your line. They're sometimes closed for works or problems. Finding your way around is easy with the underground map. There are 12 lines, and each line has a different colour. The circle line is yellow, for example, and the district line green. The tube in London's expensive if you don't pay with an Oyster card. For example, children under 16 pay just £1 all day. You have to insert your ticket into the machine or touch the Oyster card on the pad. Make sure you get the right ticket. It can be expensive, if not. The escalators save you walking up and down the stairs. In some stations, there are lifts, but these get very crowded at busy times. Remember to stand on the right, as people walking down on the left are probably in a hurry and will get annoyed if you don't. As you can see, the platform curves, but the trains are straight. This creates a space that people could fall into, so a recorded voice says, "Mind the gap," over and over.
Mind the gap, please.
In case you forget, it's also written on the platform.
Mind
the gap. Be careful of the closing doors. You can get a seat if you're lucky, but be prepared to stand up in the morning and evening rush hours. The tube is very popular among Londoners. Listen for the announcements on the train. They'll tell you the name of the next station and any connections available.
Mind the gap, please.